WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden remains in Delaware, where he is being treated for COVID-19. He's resisted calls from other Democrats to drop out of the race. Meanwhile, Senator J.D. Vance was on the campaign trail for the first time as former President Trump's running mate, vice presidential candidate in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Who could possibly reject the idea that 4 years of President Trump has been a hell of a lot better than 4 years of Joe Biden, right?
Trump was also at that rally, their first together, Trump's first since last week's assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle will testify Monday before the House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post reports that Trump's detail requested additional resources multiple times over the last few years, but were denied. In a statement, the Secret Service says where specific specialized units or resources were not provided, the agency made modifications to ensure security. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The pandemic caused an explosion of telehealth services, but that flexibility could soon expire for people on Medicare. Eric Tegedoff reports.
A new report from the Bipartisan Policy Center details how Congress can improve telehealth. Without action from Congress, telehealth provisions for Medicare expire at the end of 2024. Maya Sandalo with the Bipartisan Policy Center says telehealth is especially important for rural states like Idaho.
We know that patients have to travel way farther than folks in urban areas to access care. Hospitals are shutting down and struggling to stay afloat. And so telehealth is really an important part of this puzzle.
Sandalo says Congress looks likely to give a 2-year extension to telehealth provisions, but she also notes that members should consider ways to ensure people can access this care. The report recommends 3 policies for Congress to consider if it extends telehealth provisions. First, she says policymakers need to consider the cost with a study from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services because there is some disagreement about whether it costs more than in-person care. Sandalo says CMS should also set up a way to track telehealth companies, noting that some might be providing care only over the phone without the option for video calls.
These companies are really important for expanding access to care, but there are some quality concerns associated with some of these companies.
Lastly, Sandalo says Congress should make some of the policies around telehealth permanent, such as doing away with location restrictions. She says telehealth is going to continue to be important to the healthcare landscape going forward.
Research finds that it can be really high quality, equally good as compared to in-person care, and we're living in a behavioral health crisis, and any measures to expand access to care are really important.
For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Twins in Minnesota before over 41,600 fans, the largest crowd ever for a regular season game at Target Field. Freddy Peralta pitched the first 6 scoreless innings. Then the Twins scored and it was tied up 1-1 heading into the 11th inning, and things got wild. The Twins scoring 3 runs into the 12th, the Brewers putting up 7 to make it an 8-4 win for Milwaukee, with Jackson Churio in at left fielder for Christian Yelich, who was out with a sore back. Churio making a spectacular diving catch to his left to win the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Buxton to left field. Churio is there! And he puts a ribbon on this one. Jackson Churio, 3 hits out of the 9 spot, makes a diving play and puts this one on ice in Minneapolis.
Basketball, the Bucks losing to the Wizards 91-79. Washington outscored the Bucks by 17 in the fourth quarter. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly sunny skies today and light northeast winds. Could have a couple of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and lows in the mid-60s. Monday looks dry, mostly sunny. Highs close to 80. It's 69 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Good morning, back we are, the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. All the way to high noon Central Time. Arthur Treacher's 120th birthday. English film stage actor, MC on Merv Griffin Show.
Lost a week, a donner and he came at all.
Nice old a geezer with an obstacle.
Sees my a Mrs. Texas top at all.
And a very gentle money, why? What a cheer.
Yeah. All the night is cried.
Ooh, you're gonna meet Phil. Everyone street Phil. Love, Laura, I did a die. A night with the old kid thrill.
Every evening at the stroke of 5, me and the missus takes a little ride. You sigh, oh wonderful, they're still alive.
If you saw that little donkey go, when we start the blessed donkey stops, he won't move, so I quickly ups. Pals start a wagon and when down he drops, someone says he wasn't mine to go.
Arthur Treacher and the MC for the Mike Douglas, no, not Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin TV show. Ever get those guys mixed up? I've always done that. The music of the star. Shirley Temple, of course.
Ever see the Congo when it's gleaming in the night? Ever hear the jungle with the animals in fright?
Born in Brighton, England, United Kingdom.
Congo and the jungle and I'm right.
120 years ago. died at 81 in Manhasset, New York.
Jungle fever, oh, you know the reason that I long to go.
I got another song by Arthur. You want to hear it?
Darkhead siren.
Come on, speak up.
Congo sweetheart.
No? Okay.
Back to you.
Later.
Wild.
Come on, it's his birthday.
Native dream girl. Jungle fever is in my blood for you.
Shirley Temple kept us smiling through some pretty difficult times. Those threadbare 30s. Old music hall number, What Chair? That was 39.
Music is as sweet. Got that fever, jungle fever. Oh, the Congo's calling and I long to go. Oh, dusky maiden, dark-haired siren, Congo sweetheart, I'm coming back to you. Wild-eyed woman, native dream girl, jungle fever is in my blood for you.
Garland did a duet with Arthur Treacher. She was guest hosting the Merv Griffin Show. Here they are.
Judy, should we have a go at it? Eh?
I think so. I think we might stop. Okay?
I'll stop.
Darling,
if you were the only girl in the world, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
A garden of Eden, just meant for two,
with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you.
Particular has endured as a sentimental favorite, If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
You were the only girl, huh?
You're
just for you and me.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, wonderful things to you. wonderful things to do. If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do.
Clifford Gray and Nat Ayer did the lyrics with Dino.
Here's a birthday to Gloria DeHaven. Born in 1925. Here she is in My Mother Told Me. This is pretty rare stuff. Music of the Stars.
Thank you. taking over.
You're a guest.
I'm taking over. You sing, I'll do the work.
Work? A sergeant?
Go on, over there.
Oh, the strong, silent type.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother told me there'd be moments like this. What'll I do now? What'll I do now? My mother told me I'd be tempted to kiss. What'll I do now? What'll I do now? Once you get me in your arms, you'll have me in your clutch. Oh, not that I don't like your charms, but I'm liable to like them too much. My mother told me there'd be fellas like you. What'll I do now? What am I gonna do? She said to break it up the best way that I know how. But her talk made no impression, no, not even a dent. I never thought there would be moments like this, but now I know what mother meant. My mother told me there'd be moments like this.
What are you gonna do now?
To break it up the best way that I know how. But her talk made no impression, no, not even a dent. My mother told me there'd be moments like this, and now I know what mother meant.
Good picture, 1944. Two girls and a sailor. Gloria to Haven. Never a star. Worked for MGM. Her mom was an actor and her dad, vaudeville performer. Oh, she did a lot of television in the 40s, 50s. Including some dramatic performances. She was with Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times, 1936. I didn't know that until I looked it up. Happy Sunday, everybody. Music of the Stars, a Civic Media radio network from WRJN Racine. Big deals. No, the store I'm talking. All kinds of great savings, local food and merchandise services. Here's what you do. You log on to WRJN.com. Check out all your chances to save. 30% off, at least. There's a certificate there worth $40, $28 your price. Certificates for $20, they cost you $14. Check out those big deals, WRJN.com. There's a big deal of the day, too. Check it out every week, twice. 50% off, 50%. All kinds of food, services, and merchandise. Solid gold. Sinatra, 1948.
Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped the day in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. She's the prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kinda tight. So I stood my ground and hung around and left on Friday night. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal that I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Like cherry wine, the prettiest gal that I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
Here's Eva Cassidy.
I swear. gates of gold. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley.
Cassidy. From Washington, D.C., born 1963. Away in 1996 at 33. She's got 9 posthumous albums released. Orchestra, that's Sidney Fields and Shooting Star. I guess we have a meteor shower coming down. Is that true? I have to check that out. I don't have any meteor songs here, but here's more about the color gold. This is from Cinderella.
La 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 la.
Donkey. and caterpillars and a copper centipede.
Catherine Beaumont. What comes after afternoon is dusk. I'm going to play an instrumental thing called Dusk. Cecil Gibbs wrote this. Tell you about him in a moment. Cecil Gibbs, nobody plays his music anymore. But my dad used to say, by the way, yesterday was his birthday. He said, music is the universal language. No matter what you hear, you think of something. And just what the composer's maybe trying to get across to you, that Twilight is kind of a, well, it's a drum roll.
The organist inevitably played a song written in 1882. Do you remember?
Bing Crosby.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mist began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy thought, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight's gleam, softly it wove itself into our dreams.
A song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet
trail. And my voice is still. Please plant this heart of mine underneath that lonesome pine on the hill.
Sid Mitchell wrote that. The music of the star. Thank you. Brown, the Band of Renown. I was introduced originally by the Three Sons, and then the Platters with 1958's flip side of Les Brown Doris Day's Sentimental Journey. That's on Columbia. Oh, Ted Nash on that great sax solo. Stories about sunset.
To me, she sailed at the dawning. All day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset. I'm trusting in you. Wings you must borrow, make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and she goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset.
Nelson Riddle's Orchestra. Hugh Williams, Jimmy Kennedy wrote that. We'll be right back. quick look at news coming down and weather. Looks pretty good. A meteor shower anyway. Umbrella won't help you. Looky here, where's the month gone? The music of the stars. Wait, let me just adjust this calendar.
I belong to the man of the month club, and here it is, the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot footing it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time for August to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it. Ooh, you ought to see him with that baby. I'm here, your worries are over. Smile, and when we kiss, I know it won't be cold enough for winter for a long, long while. I belong to the man of the month club, and this July was only so-so. But now that it's time, I've got 31 days to glow.
All right, look at news and weather. Music of the Stars continues, 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 continues.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.